Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the practice sessions that just happened for the Americas Grand Prix in COTA. Now, before we get into it, here is how it finished. Jorge Martin was fastest, from Maverick Viñales, Marc Marquez, Pecco Bagnaia, Pedro Acosta, Aleix Espargaró, Franco Morbidelli, Elia Bastianini, Fabio Di Giantonio, Marco Bezzecchi, Miguel Oliveira, Raul Fernandez, Alex Marquez, Brad Binder, Augusto Fernandez, Jack Miller, Fabio Quartararo, Alex Rins, Johan Zarco, Joan Mir, Luca Marini, and Taka Nakagami. Now, COTA is incredible in some corners. Like that corner, turn 10, wow, that is a ballsy corner. But someone who looked absolutely unbelievable was Jorge Martin, and he kind of shocked everyone. With a couple of minutes to go in this practice session, he was 0.6 seconds clearer than anyone. Maverick, who looked really good in both sessions as well, looks really on it. But again, you know, there are a lot of corners that favor the Aprilia here. Let's see exactly how he goes. If he is behind someone in a race, can he do it? Marc Marquez, again, did a stunning lap towards the end. You know, 0.3 seconds behind Jorge Martin, which is really, really good. You know, you can see Marquez is getting a little bit comfortable. Pecco Bagnaia, for me, he was quite lucky to be where he was. He did do a really good solid lap at the end, but again, he left it till last minute. You know, the pace didn't seem to be there, but all of a sudden he found that he was in 12th before his last run. Pedro Acosta, what can you say about this boy? Absolutely epic. You know, when you look at it, he is the only KTM/GasGas into Q2 straight away tomorrow. The others didn't get near it. So, you know, it tells you a lot about what he is as a rider. And, you know, I can't wait to see what he does in tomorrow's sprint, if I'm honest. Aleix Espargaró, again, solid enough from him. You know, Maverick is stealing the limelight at the moment. But look, the pace is there. He is quite good, to be very honest. Franco Morbidelli, to be honest, I believe that he listened to my video and he's giving MotoGP Mac the personal middle finger back, saying, hey, fucker, don't forget I'm here. But it was a good practice session from him. I will not take that away from him. Enea Bastianini, solid. Didn't really shine like a diamond in a goat's ass, but, you know, he's solid. He's there. Good session from the VR46 boys. Fabio Di Giantonio, again, straight into Q2. And from Marco Bezzecchi, who's definitely starting to get to grips with the GP23 now. Like COTA is one of those circuits. If you're having problems when the bike is turning in, it's going to really highlight that. And he seems to be in around the top 10. Is he a second off? Yes, he is. But, you know, it is definitely better than him being tail end Charlie. Solid as well from Miguel Oliveira and Raul Fernandez, I must say. Didn't see too much of him, but plugging away at their home Grand Prix for the team. Alex Marquez, did expect a little bit better from him. He was behind Pecco and Acosta when they were setting their last fast lap. So a little bit kind of need to understand why he was so far away, let's just call it. Really surprised about Brad Binder. Just didn't seem to have the pace. Good session from Augusto Fernandez, if I'm honest. You know, he's closed the gap to Pedro Acosta to about 0.6 seconds, which is good. It was out at 1.7, 1.8 seconds, so fairly decent from him there. Jack Miller, again, surprised. You know, I thought Jack would throw on a soft and immediately find the grip. Terrible session for the Japanese manufacturers. Fabio Quartararo, 17th, 1.5 seconds away. Rins, very close to him. There's thousands of seconds between Fabio and Rins around here. Johan Zarco and the Hondas, it just get worse. You know, Zarco is 1.6 seconds. Nakagami in last is 2.5 seconds. It the gap. You know, it's kind of, I'm really lost for words with the Japanese here. You know, they have the concessions there. They need to be using them. My understanding is Yamaha had a new motor to test after Portimao with the rain. They didn't test it. Why are they not throwing it into the engine here and going for broke? They have unlimited engine development. I know they have more engines and whatnot, but just doesn't make sense that they're neither team seem to be using this season or this race season as a test to and the concessions. So really weird day, but all in all, COTA is one hell of a track. Can't wait to see the sprint race tomorrow. If I'm going to put a race win on it, I am going to go for the sprint race. I'm going to be brave and I'm going to go Pedro Acosta. Definitely love to know your thoughts. What did you think of the practice sessions in COTA and who is your sprint race winner tomorrow? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.